You know, one thing that really interests me about, you know, like music and bait tunes in general, right? Is that like with other music, with like other creators, with singers, with DJs, all that stuff, when they make music, they have in their minds, you know, I'll be a success when, you know, this song is played at concerts, is played at proms, is played at weddings, is played in the grocery store, you know, is played on the radio, Spotify, you know what I mean. Like, if it was played everywhere, you know, their main intent behind the music is to have it played everywhere. And, you know, bait tunes are no different. You can listen to bait tunes wherever you go. You can download in a CD and play it in your car. You can do it on Bluetooth, whatever. You can listen to bait tunes wherever and whenever. But that still doesn't mean that bait tune is successful. You know, with other music, they know that it's successful when people are playing it in the privacy of their own home, when they're trying to memorize all the lyrics. That happens with bait tunes as well. And, you know, a lot of musicians don't ever acknowledge that a lot of people, a lot of individuals will take the songs that they write into the privacy of their own home, and, you know, they will have sex to it. They will, you know, make love while listening to this music. They will put it on their playlist to listen to while they have sex, while they masturbate too. You know, they might play it in the background to get themselves in the mood. It might be one of those songs that they play at the beginning or after a sexual event or sexual gratification. And bait tunes are different because, you know, you kind of already anticipate that people are going to listen to it and, you know, masturbate to it. You hope that your song is being used during a session or before a session or after a session. And, you know, that's kind of when you know a bait tune is successful, when a lot of baiters are using it to masturbate to, when a lot of baiters are overlaying it over porn videos, when baiters are playing their bait anthems, their bait tunes in order to get hard, or, you know, they can't stop thinking about whatever bait tune that they were listening to. And, you know, that's kind of the goal with the bait tune compared to other music, is that, you know, a bait tune is successful when everyone starts masturbating when they hear it. But, you know, in the past, I made bait tunes, and I want to make bait tunes in the future. Bait tunes like, you know, the classics, like, you know, Fully Rigid Penis, you know, Thinking About the Penis, a lot of Bull Boys, podcasturbations, you know, all those sorts of bait tunes, things that you listen to while you masturbate. And essentially, someday I do want to start producing those. However, you know, I already anticipate what's going to happen, as what happened here. A lot of baiters just tell me that they go through their day-to-day life, like, they'll listen to what I say on the bus, they'll listen to bait tunes in the car, they'll listen to it, like, while they work out, and it's just, like, amazing how, you know, you're listening to something that should make you masturbate, but you're not masturbating, and, you know, that kind of defeats the purpose with the bait tune. But then you really think about it in the long run, right? If you're listening to a bait tune, you're already probably a chronic masturbator, and listening to a bait tune would make you masturbate in the future. So I think, you know, I think I love when I find that chronic masturbators listen to bait tunes, listen to the voice of other masturbators while they're just doing their day-to-day tasks, while they're cleaning up. And, you know, that's kind of proof of how masturbatory baiters are. You know, to listen to bait tunes when you're not masturbating, to listen to it outside of a sexual setting, is just proof that you're really sexualizing your surroundings, you're sexualizing your entire life, and sexualizing everything that you do. Because at the end of the day, you know, a bait tune is still designed for your masturbation session. And, you know, if you listen to a bait tune, you're already basically masturbating. There's really no difference. You know, you could listen to any bait tune out there. You could listen to any masturbator talk to you. And, you know, personally, I count that as masturbating already. And so, like, the next time you listen to a bait tune, the next time you, you know, even come up with a bait tune in your head, you know, just know that that counts as masturbating, because that's what bait tunes are designed for. There's something to fill your head, to drive away all of your menial thoughts, all of your annoying non-sexual thoughts, and just push them out of your head, push them completely off your mind. That way you can focus on what really matters, which is just like masturbation.